We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Hey, what's up, familia? We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, the AMP Morning Show on 97.1 AMP Radio, hanging out with our homies.
BTS.
Here we are, BTS.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you guys. Congratulations on all the amazing things that are happening in your guys' lives right now and career. And we want to, especially before we kick off, want to thank you because we saw you guys recently tweeted the fact that you were listening to 97.1 AMP Radio, listening to Boy With Love Sugar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Yes. That's what
you guys were on the way to watch Avengers.
Yeah, Avengers. Yeah.
Avengers.
Endgame.
Yeah.
So sad.
Oh no!
Oh no! Okay, that was too much. Yeah. Okay.
What did it feel like to turn on 97.1 AMP Radio here in LA and hear your music playing in LA?
So amazing.
It's like how you feel? It's like how you find it? 어떻게 찾은 거예요?
아니 그냥 차 타고 이렇게 가고 있었는데.
He was just driving.
갑자기 나오더라고. 우리가 막 앞에서 막 BTS 하다 갑자기.
So like he did nothing and he was just in the car. And just driving down for the, I'm watching Avengers. And it was like, and listen to Boy We Love with Halsey. And that would be amazing, maybe. Avengers and BTS. That's the perfect set.
I love that. just curious, who are your favorite event Marvel characters?
Oh, Marvel character, 누구 제일 좋아해요?
Oh, that's hard.
Iron Man, of course, for me.
Question.
I love Thor. Thor.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Ah, yeah, of course. For me, Doctor Strange.
Iron Man.
Come on, Sugar. This is the hardest. I mean, this is the hardest part.
Too broken up about it right now.
Yeah. Iron Man.
Okay. Iron Man.
I love you all.
All of them.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
악당 해도 돼, 악당?
Oh, actually, Ryan Reynolds just followed
Thanos.
Us on Twitter.
Oh,
so we have to pick Deadpool.
No.
Yes,
Deadpool.
Iron Man.
You should be in Avengers.
I love that.
Come on, Ryan.
It's been so cool to see your guys' success, obviously. Three number one albums on the Billboard 200 less than a year. And then you guys also just sold out two shows at the Rose Bowl.
Right.
That's so huge. So I want to know, how are you guys taking to this whole new title of Kings of Pop?
You know, we're not Kings of Pop. We're just
that's
like,
what everyone's calling
we're
you.
Just like boys of pop from Korea.
Oh, I love that. So humble.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true. So, you know, we just try to enjoy the ride. We've heard that we'd be the only artist to perform in Rose Bowl in 2019.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just so honored. And, you know, others keep saying, you guys are telling us the good words and the good news. And we're just trying to, you know, not miss the handle and just try to enjoy the ride.
What went through your head when you were standing on stage and saw 50,000 people standing in front of you? What
were you thinking? 막 딱 봤는데 어땠는지 사람들. Oh. How you feel?
It was so amazing.
Yeah.
So we make everyone put their cell phones.
Wow.
And it was like it was lighting, and the Rose Bowl was like. It was like the universe. You saw the galaxy.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's a good way to put it.
Was awesome.
So when you look out, you know, you perform at the Rose Bowl, and you look out and you see the faces of the folks, the people that come to see you, your fans, so diverse from all, you know, all different backgrounds, cultures, languages. How does that feel to kind of be someone who's bringing, uniting all these different people from different areas of life?
I mean, that's the thing we want to do. Because, you know, we're just boys from Korea, and we even sing in Korean, but we, you know, we could collaborate with Halsey and make Halsey dance with
She's
dance
so good, by the way.
Us.
She killed
it. She nailed it. On even BBMAs, with all the pop stars we love. And, you know, it's like fans come from even Canada, Brazil, from Asia, Europe, like everywhere. So, you know, music truly transcends everything.
It was fun seeing on social media what celebrities have become your fans that were at the show. You know, Nick Jonas was there.
We saw Nick.
Yes.
We saw Sean Stockman from Boys to Men.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who else? Khalid, of course, our friend.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you too, because I actually talked to Khalid at the Billboard Music Awards, and he obviously so excited about possibly collabing with you guys in the future. He said there's been conversations. Can you guys tell us at all? Like, maybe is that something we can expect in the near future?
Khalid, collaboration, if you mean it. And for Khalid, you know, he's our friend. Like, from the very start, he was a rookie, and we were some like new artists to US. Right. It's like first time ever we came to Billboard Music Awards in 2017. We just met, and Khalid was like singing Young Dumb and Broke. So, uh-huh. He was a rookie at that time, and we just met, and we just loved each other's music. Mm-hmm. And what I can say is, it is really happening.
Okay, it is happening.
Not just a conversation.
Like 2019,
it
maybe?
It is actually, maybe.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
But conversation.
Yeah, putting a timestamp on
this is a big one. It's like, it's really happening.
Well, and also he has such a big voice, so it's like, what message do you want to put out there with him, you know? Like, have you had that conversation at all?
We're just having fun.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair, okay. That's fair.
Well, I just want to say, what do you want to say to your LA BTS Army and also US BTS Army? Because we see it. It's literally the strongest fan base that we see on social media, phone calls, text messages, all the above. They've come into our studio many a times and just constantly showing love. And what Brian said, what I love the most about it is there's so much diversity, right? You have Latinos, you have Caucasians, you have Asians, you have people from all walks of life coming together and feeling like family.
Yeah.
So what do you want to say to your LA BTS Army for all that support?
Okay, so, you know, like when we come to LA, I actually already said this, but, you know, feels like our second home, because we came here in 2014, you know, nobody knows us. We had to, you know, put the advertisement papers out for our performance. So like 200 people came for the show. Remember that? And you know, it was a very start, and still remember it.
Yeah.
And you know, for the support of, you know, many people, of course, supported, but especially the LA BTS Army.
Yeah.
They were, you know, one of the most supportive like fan base throughout the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys helped us, and you know, we're here because of you guys. It means like,
that's sincere.
Yeah, it's so cool when we hang out with you guys, because you know, you are one of the biggest bands in the world, the biggest band in the world. But you guys are always have remained so humble in the last couple of years I've known you. How do you guys stay so humble and grounded and not get caught up in everything? What's the
어떻게
secret?
이렇게 계속 겸손할 수 있는지
하고 싶은 얘기 있을까요? 그냥. 그냥 너무 감사하니까 그걸 계속 표현하려고 하다 보니까 뭐 다른 사람들이 보기에는 그런 거 같은데 제가 보기에는 그냥 감사한 일을 계속 만들어 주셔서 그걸 표현하다 보니까 그렇게 된 거 같아요.
So we just feel, he just said that we just feel like grateful for everything and every day, just because we never imagined like such kind of these things. So like everything and every good news is like a miracle for us, and we try to express. Like, we've just been trying to express all the thankful minds for us, for them. And I think that's why, because people tell us, you guys are humble, because we, like, express it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So when you guys aren't being BTS music superstars, what do you guys do when you're just friends hanging out? How do you unwind? How do you just be yourselves and have a good time? Not involving music, just having fun.
쉴 때 뭐 하나요? 그냥 재밌는
거 같아요. Mobile game.
You playing phone games.
Yeah, phone game.
Shopping and sleeping.
Nice.
Sleeping is important.
That's the best one. Roasted asparagus.
Listen to music.
Listen to music. Okay.
Phone singer.
저는 그냥 소파에 있는 게 너무 좋아요.
He said, I just love to...
Couch potato.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Couch potato. Who else?
Play online game.
Playing games. And Jungkook, JK?
I'm studying English and eating and boxing. Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Really cool.
That's it? All right. Fantastic. Well, we just want to thank you guys on behalf of 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you, 97.1.
The Amp Morning Show and the LA BTS Army, thank you.
Thank you guys.
You guys are the best.
Thank you for having us.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.